Capital B. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Andy Mazur alongside the guys here after a 19-3 throttling at the hands of the New England Patriots. The Bears lose at home. That's that ends their home winning streak at 8 or 9, depending on what you believe. 8 at Soldier Field, 9 overall, because the home game in London was against Jacksonville. But this was ugly, it was unwatchable, and it was uninspiring.
Andy, quickly here, folks. We lost to a team at home that is tied for the worst record in the National Football League, regarded by many pundits as the worst defensive team in the National Football League. But tied for the worst record, we're playing at home. Folks, we're going to get into this, but I can tell you right now, I am taking no hostages today. Today, they're going to get what they deserve.
Hey, folks, you know, I got to tell you, if you listen to the pregame, I was pretty adamant about the fact that this team not only was headed in the wrong direction, but they had been gutted emotionally by the way not only they played, but how this coaching staff had failed to prepare them. Now, all that being said, you know, we do this Chevy commercial, and I always say, hey, hard work beats talent every time. Well, you saw it in living color today, Andy. This was beyond belief embarrassing. And I got to tell you, that little bumper that Sammy just played, hold on, I'm coming. You know who needs to be coming?
Bulldozer.
George McCaskey. They need to fire some people today, not tomorrow, not after meetings on Wednesday. They need to fire people today. This is beyond unacceptable. And we'll go through the numbers over the next 2 hours. But I got to tell you, folks, it's taken 9 games for us to psychologically destroy the most talented quarterback the Bears have ever drafted. This kid was so god-awful today, miserable. He was indecisive. He was ineffectual, but most importantly, he was inaccurate. And all of those things you can lay at the feet of not only the head coach, but Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator. This was just a pile of you-know-what.
You can just tell that as soon as Caleb came on the field and the first pass didn't connect, it was the shoulders went down. And the body language kind of told you that he is just, his confidence is evaporating.
And you know what you get for that? Well, 9 sacks. Yeah. And an offense, well, you didn't even throw for over. Well, I think the net yardage was less than 70 yards on 30 attempts. This, folks, this from a team that 2 weeks ago, their head coach went to the podium and said, we don't have a chance because we're soft. Now, you can call an NFL team a lot of things, but the last thing you call them, Andy, is soft. But you know what? He knew what he was talking about. And what has happened? They've turned the screws, and now they are putting a whooping on people. They've won games because now they've had it up to here with being made fun of and a coach admonishing them publicly. But our guy, he'll be up there saying, let's sing Kumbaya and let's, hey, we got each other.
And they're going to search for some more answers because that's pretty much the bingo card is searching for answers. You know, the other thing that's really frustrating, I'm sure, for fans as well, and this just kind of goes into what we're talking about with the coaching staff. How many more pre-snap penalties are we going to have to tolerate before something happens? I mean, it's just fundamentally wrong.
The whole thing. And the offensive line was a catastrophe when they took the field. But beyond that, DJ Moore and other players, just complete lack of focus, discipline, and mental toughness. We don't have anybody that plays the game the way you want to see a Bear team play.
Excuse me, could I get a word in edgewise here somewhere?
Have at it, big man.
So as we were saying,
whatever time we got left on the show, my Lord. Okay. What are we talking about here? Another poorly coached game. All right. There's no other way to look at it. Anybody tells you anything different, oh, my God, it's not even worth talking about. But here we go again. Told you all, the most important down in football is the third down. In 14 attempts today, we converted one time. One time out of 14. In the last two games, folks, you know how many touchdowns we've scored in eight quarters? None! Zero! Against a team that we played today that is tied for the worst record in the National Football League coming into Soldier Field today and regarded as the worst defensive team in the NFL. And they pushed us around like a bunch of bad little puppies. Outcoached, outplayed for 60 minutes today, right in front of you. You people that were out there, you saw it. You people that watched it or listened to it on the radio, you saw it and you heard it. Now, let's get to a couple people here. This guy Sweat. The first play of the second half, he's in on it, and he walks off the field. He walks off the field. I'd like to find Andy, if it is possible, actually how many plays he was in this game. And why do I say that, folks? Because of the contract that he signed, almost $100 million for 4 years, which in figuring out here, Dan came up with, he will make each year for playing 17 games, $1.5 million a game. Now, last week, he did not play. He didn't even suit up because he had some kind of a shin bruise. Today he played. I don't think he was in for 15 or 20 plays in. Okay? So in the last 2 weeks, folks, this kid is getting a check for $3 million. Let me say that again. A guy that you can't find out on the field, he's getting paid the last 2 weeks $3 million. And another guy on our offensive line, Nate Davis, is not hurt, but they didn't put him for being a legal player today. They didn't do it last week. He's not hurt. He's being paid $10 million a year. You wonder why we're losing? I mentioned in the game, which again, one of 14 attempts on third down. Folks, against a team that is tied for the worst record in the National Football League after eight games. And we're at home. We're at home in front of the damn greatest fans there is. And these numbers that I've been telling you, they're facts. Now, how does that happen? It happens because of poor coaching, and it happens because of a poor effort by the 53 players on this team. It started, I saw it last week, and today, you're telling me that for four quarters, you had each 11 offensive guys on every series of every down for four quarters. They were giving all. They were giving it their all. You saw defensively, for God's sakes, this team won two games before they played us today. Come in our living room and tear us apart. And again, one more thing. Last two games, offensively, we don't score a touchdown. How the hell is that even possible? Playing against a miserable, lousy team like that at home. Lord God Almighty, what is going on here? Somebody in that organization, George McCaskey, Warren Poles, somebody do something. You've got an inept coaching staff that has absolutely no know-how of how to steer this ship. I'll take that back. They know how to sink it, and they've done a hell of a job.
All right, we'll take a time out here. We'll kind of gather our thoughts, and we'll get yours as well. 312-981-7200. 19-3, Patriots over the Bears here today. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Step into a world of vibrant flavors, culture, and celebration at Carnival. That was our favorite portion of the day today, without a doubt. a Chicago staple for nearly 20 years. Their eclectic Latin fusion cuisine is stunning decor. Every detail reflects their motto, live a colorful life. The short ribs today, oh, man. Unbelievable. Carnival is not only a dining destination, but also an entertainment hotspot with Thursday night pop-up performances and Samba Fridays. Whether you're dining or hosting a private event, Carnival offers unforgettable experiences. Don't wait. Book your table or event right now at CarnivalChicago.com.
Now, back to the Camp and OB Show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
Camp and OB, back with you, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. How well do the Bears protect the pocket? Well, it's sponsored by the Protect and Grow Retirement Plan by TJ Stearns, always protecting your pocket. Call them at 800-640-2256.
If they protected the pocket like this, they'd be out of business.
Yes, indeed. 9 sacks, 51 yards. And this is the first time that the Bears team has allowed 6 or more sacks in back-to-back games since 1993.
That's, guys, look, right before our eyes, and again, we had a powder puff schedule where we won some games against a bunch of nobodies. Everybody kind of was buying in, going, oh, yeah, well, the Bears, okay. But we never beat anybody of consequence, anyone that had a winning record. You go through that week after week, OB, and yet here with a team, there's 9 teams in the NFL this morning that had 2 victories. This was one of them.
And people thought they had the worst defense, Danny. I'm talking about New England.
There's not one play on that defense that could start for the Bears. And yet, they outplayed us top to bottom because they're prepared, motivated, and hungry. And we got a bunch of guys making $20 million a year, and they make me sick.
Folks, a couple of things here, and then we're going to get to the callers. We averaged today, we were 16 of 30 passes for basically a net 69. It came down, folks. We averaged 2 yards a pass. So if you pass 2 yards for 4 downs, you only gained 8 yards. Last time I checked, you got to go 10 to get a first down, of which we converted 1 of 14. Now, here's my point. Here's another one of these stupid calls. Now, you either put this on Shane Waldron or you put it on our all-world quarterback, okay? This was in the second quarter, 3rd and 3. What is the play they called? That horizontal play to Moore, that bubble screen, that slip screen. Call it whatever you want to call it, and it blew up again in our face. That was in the second quarter, 3rd and 3. We don't go vertical running. We don't go vertical passing. We go horizontal, and all I have to say is, what the hell did you think was going to happen, Eberflus? What are you people thinking about?
312-981-7200. Let's sneak in a couple of calls here before we have to hit our news break at the bottom of the hour. We'll start with Patrick. You're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead, Patrick. Hello, Patrick. All right, we'll put Patrick on hold. I don't hear him. Let's go out to Randy in Shorewood. Randy, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Good to hear from you guys again. It is a disgrace that Eberflus is still employed. I'm sure you guys agree. I lost my hope for Eberflus on January 8th, 2023. That was a Week 18 game against the Vikings in January. I was there. It was freezing. The Bears played and started a bunch of nobodies. The season's already over, but that game proved that Eberflus does not care about winning. The only thing he cares about is looking good, making sure everyone likes him, like he's in high school or something. We saw that also on Hard Knocks this summer as well on the TV show. Eberflus, Poles, and George McCaskey are disrespecting royalty. That is George Halas, Virginia McCaskey, and Ed McCaskey. If George can't fire the clown duo that exposed in Eberflus, then he needs to release himself from that role before he further spoils his Halas legacy. Thank you, guys.
All right, Randy. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Not really much to add to that.
You know, folks, and a little bit later on, I'm going to tell you why I'm mad and why this guy next to me is mad about what's going on. But I think you guys get it. Hey, we bled bear blood for a long, long time. And we left a lot of it out there on the field, and to see a team come in and be not only completely unprepared schematically, but emotionally, and be outplayed by a bunch of nobodies, it's from top to bottom unacceptable. And you know what? To see them allow this to continue on would be an even bigger calamity.
All right, let's go to Mark out of Broadview. Mark, we got about a minute to go here before we get to the news, so go ahead.
Hey, Dan and OB, thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask you guys, because you played for Ditka and OB played for Halas. What is the difference with this coaching staff? Thank you.
Well, I, quite honestly, during the course of the game, Andy, OB asked me something about Buddy Ryan. Would if Buddy Ryan told Ditka something, would he listen? And I said, Buddy never would talk to him. But essentially, they had their own domain. And they were completely competent doing what they knew had to be accomplished for us to be able to win football games. And you don't need a seance or a consensus about anything. They knew what was important as far as getting a football team prepared. This team, this bunch, 25 coaches, whatever it is, we are the least prepared team I've ever seen in my 40 years of watching the NFL, OB.
Well, quickly here, when we won the world championship, George Halas obviously was our head coach, but the defensive coordinator was a guy by the name of George Allen. Also, he did all this. He did was head of basically the scouting. He did all the drafting and the trades, and also free agency. And he was our defensive coordinator. He was brilliant, and we on defense knew he was brilliant, and so did George Halas. So when George Allen spoke, George Halas listened. What we got here, folks, I'm going to tell you, you talk about a discombobulated team, and nobody's – where's Warren, the executive president? Where's Pauls? What, like this is just happening now? This all of a sudden, this team just fell apart and looked this bad today against playing probably one of the worst, if not the worst, team in the National Football League, and we're at home, and this just happened? This started a few years ago. This front office, you guys got to step in. Somebody's got to take charge here and make a move. Do something, or you're going to lose these fans, the greatest fans there are.
All right, if you're on hold, please stay there. We'll get to you right after the news. 312-981-7200. Patriots over the Bears 19-3. Hamp and OB sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Hamp and OB show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
Indeed, we are. Hamp and OB sponsored by your local Chevy dealers. Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 19-3, the final. Patriots over the Bears. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. 312-981-7200.
Yeah, just real quickly for everybody, this is for what happened, what went on in this game with one defensive player. Sweat, our highest paid football player on this team. Okay, I told you, he makes roughly $1.5 million a game. Last 2 weeks, then the week prior, he didn't even play, didn't even suit up. Okay, that's $3 million. Today, when we really needed Sweat, and we needed Williams, we needed everybody to step up to the plate, okay? There were 64 plays, folks. Sweat was in 29 plays. Let me say that again. Of the 64 plays that our opponents had, Sweat was in 29 of them, making $1.5 million a game.
There you go. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Let's go back out to the fans and hear what's going on in their minds. We know what's going on in ours. Let's go out to Ken. Ken, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Ed and Dan, for winning those two super championships. But I'll tell you, while you're talking about defense, I've been watching 49, Edmund. You watching? Somebody's got to tell me he's not a safety. He's constantly backing up. He's getting pushed around like a punching bag. He's horrible. And Bears have never lost 11 straight to Green Bay in the history of their team. They've lost 10 straight to them. I sure hope, these Bears fans, us Bears fans have put up with it for a long time, man. I'm telling you, it's got to stop. You're going to have to beat Green Bay. At least do something, man. So, but thanks again. I want the Bears to win the championship before I die. I hope they do. You guys have a good day.
You're young.
Hang in there, Ken.
Yeah, I hope you're really a young guy.
We appreciate it.
And let me tell you this about Trumaine Edwards. There's a reason why Buffalo said, okay, see ya, And we thought, oh, wow, we're going to get some great, you know, difference maker. Hadn't seen it. He didn't play worth a damn until halfway through the season last year when Sweat was brought in. Sweat, obviously, when you're traded, folks, it's like a divorce. They throw you out. Here, take all your crap. Get out. Well, guess what? Sweat showed up, and he actually did some pretty good things. I never saw, and neither did you, OB, this world changer and all this nonsense. Anyway, Tremaine picked it up a little bit because that's the way football players are. It's about them and how they compare to the other guys. They want to be the man. Well, guess what? This year, through nine games, we ain't seen it, folks. It's been bad. And I got to tell you, that 53-yard run for a touchdown last week, he was loafing it, thinking, oh, just stick my shoulder in there, and, you know, it'll be good enough. That is what has allowed this team to go straight to the toilet. And guess what? We're going to say it again. We got the toughest schedule in football the next seven games. What is that? Is it
eight?
Last eight, yeah.
No, it's eight. The toughest in the league. By God, this is going to get fun.
Who told you that was coming?
The storm.
At the beginning of the year. There is a storm coming back half of the season.
Got the storm watching effect. 312-981-7200. Out to Skokie and Henny. Henny, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, I think nine sacks, isn't it dangerous for the quarterback? I mean, you're pretty much asking. I thought this was your star quarterback. You're supposed to do everything to protect. Last year, didn't they brought back the head coach? Didn't they bring back the offensive line coach, too?
Henny?
I don't know why.
Yeah, Chris Morgan was the one
who came back. And yep. I have a question. You had some serious bandwidth available from a head coaching perspective. Harbaugh, Belichick probably is sitting around, would love this experiment. Can the front office do they not want anyone with an ego that they can deal with? Because it seems like they just
evidently
think it's garbage.
Evidently. Yeah, thank you for your call.
I just want, what's the perspective on that? I mean, why are they not defending this quarterback?
Oops, sorry there.
Henny, let me just tell you one thing here. With all quarterbacks and all teams, there's only one player on a team that can elevate it, that can take it to a higher level. Only one. And that's a quarterback, i.e. Kansas City Chiefs. You can go over the decades of all the great quarterbacks that played. They take the team to that next level. That is the only position on 11 offense, 11 defense. That's the only player, okay? And sooner or later, we've been talking about the coaching staff. We've been talking about the offensive line. We've been talking about a lot of things, all right? This is the kid's ninth game, and he's supposed to be the all world of everything to be, all right? Start showing it, buddy boy. You're the man. You get the ball. It's in your hands every play. Make something happen. Enough is enough already. Start getting it done.
All right, let's go out to Elgin and say hi to Teofilo. You're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hello, Dan Hampton and Ed OB. Great show. I just want to say the Bears, they won't win another game, and it's just very disappointing because the Bears have a lot of history, and I think they're starting to be the laughing joke of the league. And that's all I got to say, and God bless you guys both with health.
Well, thank you. Today was a head start to be the laughing stock of the league, playing against what was recognized as the worst team in the league and tied for the worst record in the league, and we're playing at home, and they come and they take us apart? Give me a break.
This was a team where the head coach got up on the podium and said, we're soft. And they come in here and slap us around. What does that make us?
Very soft. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Evergreen Park and say hi to Mike. Mike, you're up with Hampton OB.
Hey, glad to talk to you guys. As far as one of those comments that you made before you went on break, commercial break, about losing the fans, I think you've already done that. The Bears have already done that. And that shouldn't end at, you know, getting the coaches out and getting them better coaches. I think we need a change of ownership.
Well, Mike, let me
That's where it starts.
Okay, I hear you, and we hear you loud and clear. But I'm going to tell you something. Who's been soft and silent is Warren, the new executive chief officer of the Bears, and our general manager. Where have these guys been? You got players walking off the field? You got players jumping up and down while a play's actually gone, screaming, talking to the fans? You got a receiver while a play is still going? walking off the play of the field of play, walking off to the sidelines, and nothing happens. You got a player that walks off of practice, leaves the coaches and the players at practice at Hallis Hall, and then he thinks, well, I'll go back out. And he walks back out, as I am to understand it, and nothing happens to this guy. And by the way, he's playing in the game today. All these things happen, and nobody has said anything. Nobody has been put on the carpet. No moves have been made. You only got 17 games to get this thing right. Okay? And there's too many things going wrong, and nobody's doing anything about it. They're letting chaos rule instead of knocking out chaos, and let's go with a game plan, a true game plan to win. Meant every word what I just said.
19-13, the final. Patriots over the Bears. We've got to take a quick timeout here. If you're on hold, please stay there. We'll get right to you. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Chevy dealers, Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game.
Well, today it's the defensive player of the game from Dan Hampton, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. You're going to go with the guy from the secondary.
I want to hear this one.
Well, you know, hence the description, safety. You know, Kevin Byard and Elijah Hicks were the only two on the defensive side that even actually halfway showed up. So I guess you'd have to see a way to make them the defensive players of the game. It wasn't pretty, folks. Hey, you know, but the other part of this is when your offense is so god-awful, and we have now went, I think it, what is it, 22 consecutive drives without a touchdown, OB. Think about that. We've had the ball, an NFL franchise, with the hotshot quarterback, and everybody thinks we got all these great receivers, and we've had the ball 22 different times on drives, and we have yet to score a touchdown. 22 consecutive drives. Pathetic.
Yeah, I was trying to be generous for the Bears today. I think I said 19-13 before we went to break. It was actually 19-3.
Three.
Patriots, so
and once again, we're shut out in the second half.
Yeah, bingo, Danny, right there. But you want what, break it down, folks? 2 yards a pass, 2 yards a pass. Ninth game into a season.
All right, back
against a horrible defense.
All right, back out of the phones. Let's go to Patrick. You're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey guys, I just want to say you guys are absolute legends. I love you, and I'm sorry I didn't answer you guys earlier. I didn't hear you guys call my name. But I want to talk about why we are not utilizing Cole Kmet as a receiver who has the absolute best hands in the game. He can catch absolutely anything and everything, whether it's open or in traffic. Another thing, why are we not putting in Tyson Bagent when we're putting Caleb Williams in a position to where he is going to get himself hurt if we are continuing to let him have six rushed against us because we don't have an offensive line, and he's going to get sacked for an injury. And Patrick, I want to know why we cannot score a touchdown when it matters the most, because our offense is terrible under the coaching of Shane Waldron, even though he has not pulled a play, and why on 3rd-and-2 we are calling a screen pass that is going for negative yards, and we cannot get a first down, and we have gone 1-for-10 on 3rd-down conversions.
That was 1-and-14, Patrick. 1-and-14.
Yeah, it's worse than that.
1-and-10. That's hey, yeah.
If you want to see something laughable, when they slid the pocket in the fourth quarter, where everybody basically, you know, was sliding to the right, there was nobody open, and we give up a sack. And then on the 2nd down, he calls a screen. The offensive line refuses to touch anybody, and the quarterback was sacked. I've never seen that. I mean, it is, folks, god awful. If you owned a company and your company performed half this bad, everybody would be fired.
What play do the Bears need to scrap? It's sponsored by Elgin Recycling, where you'll get top dollar for all your scrap metal. I think we just described
it. The next one that Shane Waldron calls. Scrap that.
I wrote down the entire offensive game plan. But that's the truth, and it's just been
22 consecutive drives without scoring a touchdown, folks. You can't make that up, and it's I defy you to show me another team in the history of the NFL that could go 22 drives without scoring a touchdown.
Well, that's just like Patrick just said. How about Cole Kmet the last three games? I mean, this guy's missing. He's a ghost. And how do you not use him? Folks, everything is right in front of all of us. You people can see. You people are out at the game today. You people that listen to it or watch it on TV, you know exactly what the hell happened out there today, okay? First thing, it jumped out right at you, is coaching. How do they take 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, and actually put them in the worst position that you could possibly put them in from quarter to quarter? And that's exactly what they've done.
All right, let's go back out to the phones on that note. Let's go to Morton Grove and say hi to Ronnie. Ronnie, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
You guys are the best, and I wish we had a roster full of you with the heart and passion that you guys still have.
Thank you. That's awfully nice to say.
3 years ago when Ryan Poles was hired, he said he was going to take the North and never give it back, and they still haven't left the basement. Today broke me as a fan, and I don't know how much longer I can take it. Dan, a couple years ago, you had said, I don't expect the owners to know X's and O's, but I do expect them to know people around the league of who they're going to hire and not hire. And that's why every time they got to hire somebody, they got to hire a search firm. They have no clue of what's going on, and it starts at the top, and it's a trickle-down effect. And it's a result of the product on the field on Sundays. And I just can't take it anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, all your points are dead on. Sadly, they're dead on. But the thing that really drives you crazy is, okay, the general manager effectively would be the CEO of the football team.
He's the main guy.
Yes, he's the one that checks off on the offensive coordinator, the defense coordinator, the head coach, all the draft picks, the signings, the moves, the trades.
He's the key.
He's the key, and it starts right there on his head. And you look at this football team, there's no other way that you can, you know, digest it and say he's done a good job.
Yeah, right.
And guess what we've done? Because of all the inadequate decisions he's made on coaches and coordinators and all this, we have taken the first overall pick in the draft, and he has been outplayed now by every other quarterback taken in the first round. Every other first-round quarterback in the league outplayed him in all facets today.
On head-to-head competition on top of it, Dan, head-to-head. Daniels, he went to head-to-head, wasn't even open. Today, you saw it, folks, you saw it yourself. You don't even have to say it. Who was the better quarterback? Who was the better quarterback? Simple.
312-981-7200. Let's go out to Villa Park and say hi to Gary. Gary, we've got about a minute for you here. Go ahead.
Hey, good to talk to you. I'd like to address the running game. You know, we've had great running backs. The running backs we have now don't do anything, you know, like a Peyton or Sayers or all them. But, you know, the Bears' running game used to be their forte. Matt Forte would be good. They should have kept Herbert. They got nowhere with the running backs they
have. They never should have let Montgomery go, Gary. Never should have let Montgomery go to Detroit. Big mistake.
All right, we'll get back to your calls here in just a few moments. 312-981-7200.
But one other part of this is there's lots of ways to design running plays schematically. And all of our stuff is touchy-feely, finesse kind of plays designed for DeAndre Swift. He's a smaller guy, a quick, nifty guy. He's not a power back. You got to be able to move people and wear them down. We don't do either.
Have It All Be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hello, football fans. From longtime sponsor Nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich. For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.
Back to the Camp and OB Show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
Camp and OB indeed, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado. It's the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Andy Mazur and the fellas here after a rather lackluster performance and a 19-3 loss to the Patriots today.
Andy, real quickly, to hear to you and my partner Dan. Okay, the past two games, and this was the third game today, this afternoon, and it was at home against a god-horrible team. Okay, going into this game, his last two games against mediocre teams, he had a 49.2 completion percentage, which was dead last in the league, 32nd. No passing TDs. No passing TDs. Dead last. He was the worst. A 65.4 passer rating. Who was the worst? He was. 32nd. Folks, and you see what happened here today? Now, why is that? Is it all Williams' fault? Is it his other 10 teammates' fault? Is it the coach's fault? Is it the offensive coordinator? Is it the head coach? Is it Poles' fault? How about every damn one of them? Because it's been going on week after week after week, and there are no changes offensively and no changes defensively. They do the same damn thing, and we get our backside handed to us week after week after week. And if this game didn't tell it to you, nothing will tell it to you.
All right, let's go back to the phones to the south side. We'll say hi to Daniel. Daniel, you're up and happy to be. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. So here's my point of view. I know everyone wants to blame Matt Eberflus, but we've known who he was for 3 years. This isn't Ryan Poles and his roster construction. He's had two off seasons where he had free agency money and draft capital where he could have rebuilt his offensive and defensive lines, and he chose it not to. I'm not impressed with Darnell Wright, even when he's healthy. He was drafted number 10. He hasn't been great. He's been average. And I thought instead of drafting Romo Odunze, who I like, I thought they should have drafted Joe Alt last year, who would have been great for the left tackle position. I think we have to ask ourselves, do we want Ryan Poles to continue to build his roster, and do we trust him to hire another head coach? I'm not satisfied with his performance thus far. I'll hang up listening to your call.
All right, Daniel, thanks.
Daniel, mine's going to be real. Everything you said, I agree with.
And I think the last thing you said was the most important. We're going to allow Ryan Poles to make the call on the next head coach because hey, folks, this can't go on. I'm telling you, it can't go on. This guy is 14-29. That's his record. That's not even 333.
That's bad.
It's 14-28 going in. And now it's worse.
Well, Dan, like what happened today, folks, you could polls all of them. We lost to one of the worst teams in the league, and we lost at home. And we have the number one quarterback taken from college in the last I don't know how many decades. And look at where we're at. Over halfway through the season, and guess what? Guess what's coming? The monsoon's coming.
And the worst thing is, we've lost those last three games. We were outplayed in every facet of every one of them.
Great call, Danny. That's exact. Yes, we
didn't
were.
Just lose. Nope. We were outplayed in all facets.
And starting with the quarterback. Daniels totally outplayed him. And what today? May? Was it Derek?
Drake.
Drake May totally outplayed him again today. Okay? That's enough with the excuses and everything. You were outplayed, period, by two guys taken after you. That's just a fact.
All right, before we get to the next break, let's welcome in Mike from Cicero. Mike, you're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead.
Danimal and OB, one of my Bears heroes. You guys rock. Listen, I'm at the end of my rope here. When Coach Eberflus and Poles get together tonight and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, what are they going to possibly change to turn the season, to turn this franchise around? There's nothing they could do. Poles, Mr. Offensive Lineman, why can't anybody be like Mr. Finks used to be? Let's draft offensive, defensive linemen, start from the bottom up. No, let's get the star players. This is garbage. I can't take it no more. Pop Warner football is better than watching the Bears. Love you guys.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike, what you said starts up front in this league. Up front in the offensive line and defensive line. You got to have the five guys up front offensively. There's no question about it. And you got to have four animals that are in that defensive line that take no hostages. That's what you have to win. You look at the teams that win, look at their offensive lines, look at their defensive lines. That's where it starts, and you go from there.
Time now for Who Brought It Today, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. We're scratching our heads.
Not one Bear player played with the type of performance that we could even get close to, saying they brought it today. I'm saying the fans brought it. They let them know about how pathetic it was. They started booing in the second quarter, OB.
And who was the defensive player of the game? Our offensive line.
Makes a lot of sense.
You may not help everybody.
Guys, it's just bad.
Oh, we got it.
I'm laughing. Who was the defensive player of the game?
The offensive line.
Our offensive line.
And I'm telling you.
Oh, my God, are they horrible.
180 miles north of here right now, the Green Bay Packers, coming off of a bye week, show up next Sunday. You think they're going to feel sorry for us? Not a chance.
Hampton OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. More coming up here on 720 WGN.
I'm confident in my head coach. You know, they brought me here for a reason. They brought all of us here for a reason. As players, when we're in the locker room, we know how good we are. We know how good we can be. And right now, we're not executing. We're not hitting on cylinders. And we have all the confidence in each other, to be honest with you.
Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams saying pretty much the only thing he can say at a press conference, that he still has confidence in the head coach, Matt Eberflus, even after today's 19-3 loss to the New England Patriots.
He's got to say that.
He better say that.
But I'll tell you what, our opposing quarterback. Again, folks, just take a look at it. Who outplayed who?
Yeah, and judging from the fans' response here so far on our show in an hour and 20 or so minutes, I mean, people are at the end of their rope. And, you know, the Bears need to be careful because, yeah, they are the team in this town. I think this is a Bears town, no doubt about it. But there's so many other things that can be done these days. And the thing that you have to worry about as a franchise in this city is becoming irrelevant. And that's worse than apathy because if people just don't even know you're there and don't care that you're there, that's a bad thing.
And the other thing goes with it, Andy, not to get too crazy with this, but with the cost of living today, holy cow.
Go to a game, right?
Buy two tickets or four tickets to a Bear game, and it costs a bazillion dollars? I mean, you know, they're going to look another avenue.
Yep, you got to pay Montez Sweat, though, right? 312-981-7200, the phone number.
He missed 30. He played, folks, he played in 29 plays out of 64, sat on a bench for 35 plays, making basically $1 million a week for 17 weeks. And again, last week he didn't even play in a game. He had a shin injury. Today he played 29 plays, missed 35, and he collects for the last 2 weeks basically $3 million.
But at the end of the first half, he was loafing when they were doing a hurry-up offense and he was offsides. He didn't even have the wherewithal to hustle back to the line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
Instead, got a penalty that would have stopped the clock even if they didn't get the ball killed.
And he's getting away with this. How does he even look at himself in the mirror? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, the Mr. Rogers neighborhood thing that I keep talking about with Matt Eberflus is that he wants everybody to be his buddy, but it doesn't seem like there's any accountability whatsoever.
There is none.
In that organization right now. Back out of the phones we go. Let's say hi to Scott. Scott, you're up next with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. First, I want to say thank you for being, like, the only honest Bears talk show in the city. You're the only ones. You're the only ones I can count on for honesty. I guess my other question, my main question is, how is it that the Bears can't stay healthy, specifically on the line? Everybody's hurt. What are they doing, not doing right? Is it the personnel that they have? What's the problem?
Scott, I'm going to give you my answer, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know where to go with that question. Because I've questioned everything that this head coach has done since he's been here, especially the special camps, the training camp, and the exhibition season camp. So, I mean, what do they do? I mean, I wonder too, how did they get hurt? How did they get hurt? Half of them are they get a bruise somewhere or whatever, and they're out a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know. I don't know, Danny. I hope you got an answer, but I don't.
Tevin Jenkins, kind of standing around a pile, fell over a guy on the ground and left the game. Now, if I'm the general manager, I see things like that, and he's the last guy that I would sign. Not because, oh, he hurt his ankle or whatever. If he can't stay healthy, he can't help you win. It's that simple.
Yeah, if you're not on the field, you're not doing anything.
That was a hell of a statement.
It's the truth.
It just happens to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. Out to Rolling Meadows. Let's add a John. John, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What a debacle. We are in a debacle. So, Dan, you said you were going to make a list in the pregame. So I want to see if I'm any close to your list. If Ryan Poles does not fire 29 coaches or whatever, 65 coaches, how many we have?
26.
Ryan Poles should be gone. Get rid of him. Get rid of all of them. Keep all the secretaries and let them go out there and coach, because this is just ridiculous.
Well, okay. And see, here's the realistic underbelly of the way this football team is structured. See, if I was the head coach, I'd want the smartest offensive coordinator that would devise all the kind of game plans that would keep opponents up all night. As a defensive coordinator, I would want to make sure that my defense was so physical that nobody wanted to play us. And that, well, guess what? If I got in trouble and I wasn't doing my job, then one of those guys would be capable of finding a way to lead the team to wins. That's what it's all about. You get 17 days to show who you are. And yet, here we are flopping around, letting these nobodies slap us around. And you know what? Name one coach on that 25-man coaching roster that you think is capable of leading this team. There's not one. And that's part of the reason why we stink. Because we have ineffective coaches. We have horrible ideas about how to structure game plans. And what do you get? You get a team that gets their butt handed to them like this.
Yeah, everything jumps out at you, folks, right away. And what Dan just said, and what our listener, John, just said, okay? It's the coaches. When you see situations where you can't convert on third down, when you don't see us attack certain areas on the field, when you don't see us use our productive receivers on a constant basis, when you see the game plans, when you see the efforts of our players, and there's no adjustment, there's no accountability, it's coming from somewhere. And where I think it has to come from, I just think it has to come from ownership, because Warren hasn't done a damn thing. Poles hasn't done anything. None of these people have done anything. When you have what recognizes one of the worst teams, one of the worst records in the National Football League, coming to your ballpark and take you apart, it's time to make a move. Time to make a move. And what I'm talking about is Jordan McCaskey's got to come in and step in, talk to Warren and talk to Poles, and set the record straight. Put his foot down. Enough is enough. There will be no more excuses. No more. Somebody has to do something, folks. And Andy, like what you just said, people are figuring out ways to do other things. And the cost to living, what living is today, and you're going to spend a fortune to come out here to a Bears game, and these guys get slapped around like little sick bag puppies? I don't think so.
Time now for the Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville.
Mark Mueller, that's who we should bring in here. He's the owner of all those stores. You know how long Mark Mueller would put up with this stuff? In a New York second, gone.
All right, a game-changing moment. Hey, folks, think back. Early in the second quarter, T.J. Edwards intercepts the ball. We got it at our own 48. They're up 3-0. Now, here's our chance to assert ourselves. We got the ball. We go 3 and out and punt it away. and we never threatened again. That was the game-changing moment.
Yeah, it was not a good game whatsoever from pretty much any standpoint that you can really look at things. You can try to look at it with that with those rose-colored glasses, but you're not going to be able to see a whole lot.
Andy and Dan, how is it possible? You're at home. You're at home playing. If you guys, if some of you guys think you got a, you're not a very good football team, and if you don't think that, then you know that team that came in there. I mean, they're on the bottom of the league. They're god awful. And in front of our fans, we get shoved around, pushed around. We get outcoached, outplayed, outscored, and wind up again losing the game that we were never in. We don't score a touchdown. We don't score a touchdown the week before. We don't score a touchdown the week before that. How the hell is that possible? How is it possible in today's game that you can't score a touchdown against a totally complete lousy football team on top of it?
22 consecutive possessions, zero touchdowns.
Folks, Dan and I, we're not making this stuff up.
I was going to say, you have to try real hard to make that stuff up. 312-981-7200. If you're on hold, please stay there. We'll get to you right after the news. Happen OB has been sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. A half hour left to go here on the Happen OB show.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I do believe in those guys. They have faith in us working together. I believe in our football team. I believe in the leaders in the football team. And, we'll just have to get back to work.
That's head coach Matt Eberflus responding to a question whether or not he has lost the locker room.
Yeah, he's lost it. And I'll tell you what, when it happened. When he did not discipline Stevenson yep. After that, the fiasco in Washington. And guess what? Poles lost the locker room when he didn't trade him and say, okay, enough's enough. We're going to send a message. And guess what? This is what you get. Two losses in a row.
You know, I'd just like to say one thing real quickly here. You know, I had mentioned about Sweat. Our big defensive end, who makes it, almost $100 million for 4 years. Anyways, you break it down; it's roughly about $1.6 million a game. So in today's game, my son Ed, he broke it down for me. He Sweat played 29 plays, folks. You know what he made a play? He made $51,725 today per play. That's what he made. If he went in for one play, he made $51,725. Only in Chicago.
Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Hey, real quick, a happy birthday to the Marine Corps. They're 249 years old this weekend. Congratulations to all our service men and women. And they did it without one penalty. In 249 years.
And my brother Milan, Colonel Obradovich, in Vietnam on Seek and Destroy, two terms. Seek and Destroy. Colonel Milan Obradovich. Love you, brother.
Put him a defensive end instead of Sweat.
Yeah, there you go. Veterans Day tomorrow, of course, and a big thank you to all the veterans who served, whether it be here or abroad. We certainly appreciate all of your service. Back to the phones we go, 312-981-7200. Let's go all the way out to Frisco, Texas, and welcome in Scott. Scott, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, just from observation, it just seems that the offensive line is not there at all. Why not throw some quick, short passes past the line of scrimmage? We don't have time for checkdowns. You got to throw something quick.
Okay.
They won't do it.
All right. And here's the deal. Part of the reason is we've got gutless receivers that refuse or they don't want to run the quick slant. Everybody else in the game of football that has a dynamic passing game, they wear you out with the quick slant. The Packers did it with their receivers year after year after year after year. When was the last time we ran a slant?
Can't remember.
So everybody knows you don't have to worry about the slant. You just worry about jumping the out routes. And then that's when they're really hedging it, and that's when the quarterback is indecisive and scared to throw the ball. And these are just simple A plus B equals C, formulas that create this pathetic offense that we've got, OB.
Danny, it showed it today. What you just said, what did you folks see today? What did you see today offensively and defensively? Okay? Could there possibly have been poor coaching? How about the offensive game plan? Could think that could have been a little goofy? How about defensively? We couldn't stop them defensively. And this goes on and on and on. And it's got to stop somewhere. And again, like what Andy and I were talking about and Dan, is that now and this goes back to the McCaskies. You guys better start thinking about, George, about losing this town. Losing this town. What's going on in the times in our country today and what's happening, okay? Let me tell you something. There's moves that should be made, and somebody better make them here pretty damn soon.
And just because you've never fired a head coach in the middle of the season doesn't mean that you can't if you feel that's the best thing for your
104
team.
104 years, it doesn't mean that you can't break a precedent.
312-981-7200 to Naperville. And Paul, you're up next with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just got a comment. There's not much more that I can say that you guys haven't said. But I agree that it appears the players, to me, are just out of it. They've lost interest. There was one play in the second quarter. I think it was a second, 2-10. And they were huddled down, and the camera zeroed in on Williams, and he's bent over outlining the play, I guess. And Moore was just standing straight up, kind of like if he was waiting for a bus. He could tell he wasn't part of the play, and I could tell that, and the secondary sure was. And it's just so obvious they've lost interest in the game right now with the way they're playing.
Well, the word is accountability. And on the teams I played in, on OB, and I just told Andy this. Mm-hmm. I mean, our grades would be posted after every game, and we would – if I had a bad play or two, I couldn't sleep because I knew the next day all of my teammates would see what I had done that had not held up my end of the bargain, my accountability. And I got to tell you, you watch this team, DJ Moore, walking off the field during a live play out in Arizona. And then he said his ankle was bothering. And then the next play he comes in and he runs a go route. How bad is your ankle if, you know, a minute later you can run a go route?
There was nothing wrong with his ankle, Dan.
So the point being is there's no accountability. And they know they got a sap as the head coach that's not going to hold them to account. And that is why we get what we got today.
Danny, well said. And, you know, just again to go back, how do you let that kid Stevenson – and he played in the game again today, and there was no accountability for what that kid did in that game against Washington. Was Commanders was absolutely unbelievable. I never saw anything like that
45
before
years
in my life, folks. I never saw a reaction of an athlete of any sport that I've seen. It may have happened. I don't know. But I'll tell you, what he did was beyond whatever the hell is beyond. I mean, it was impossible. And then, what Dan just mentioned, DJ Moore, while the play is, he's our receiver. He walks off while the play is still going. And nothing happens. And you look at what happened here today in Soldier Field, it was a disaster. What did they think was going to happen?
Stick one more in before our next break. We'll go to Pat in Cary. Pat, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead. Hello, Pat. All right. Well,
we're Patless.
Bob.
Pat, you there?
No, it's Bob. Can you hear me?
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having this show because I was ready to start crying on the couch at halftime. But what I'm seeing is, from top to bottom, we got Green Bay coming in next week, and I've been a Bear fan for 60 years. And we better not lose against Green Bay because of the rivalry. That's my first comment. So you better get everybody back in shape and on the right page and go out and beat Green Bay next week. And then that'll prove something to get going again. My second comment is, I found out last week they traded Khalil Herbert. I was a little hurt by that, but why couldn't the management get an offensive lineman help for him with that trade?
We traded him for a seventh-round pick in next year's draft. And obviously, you know, if you were if a legitimate football team, would you give up an offensive lineman? Nobody's going to let those go. You've got to draft and cultivate them. And yet, we've got one guy that they drafted in the first round, Darnell Wright, who did not play today. So what do you got? What do you got to show for all the draft picks of the last 3 years, Ryan Poles? You didn't have much, did you?
Time now for the epic performance of the game, sponsored by Epicol, revolutionizing beverage hydration with a pickle twist and rapid hydration. Yeah.
The epic, miserable play of our offensive line. Just a thought.
Okay. I'll go with it. I mean, there really wasn't much else to get excited about as far as the Bears were concerned in this ballgame. I mean, there's nothing you can really point to. I mean, a field goal?
I mean, listen,
that's all you got.
When you can't convert on first down, okay? When you can't convert on third down and you can't score points and you can't score touchdowns, somebody's got to be to blame. And I'll tell you, it all starts up front. That's why I said the offensive line.
Well, I'm still incredulous about what Bob said, that the team better get back in shape and get ready and beat Green Bay next week. Now, let's go back.
That should have happened today.
Well, guess what? Green Bay's off. They're resting up. They're getting their team back in shape. They took a beating by the Detroit Lions. The Lions went in there and beat them on a cold, rainy day. And they know that they're not even close to being the team that can win the division. So you think they're going to feel sorry for us? They're going to come in here and try to scalp us. And I'm just telling you, the team that we were today, I don't even want to think about that next week.
Hey, it'll be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Here's a little secret that's been helping athletes for decades. You know who first showed Dan Hampton the power of pickle juice? It was Sweetness himself. He used pickle juice to fuel up before games, stay strong during the fight, and recover like no one else after every victory. That is why you, Dan Hampton, is all in on Epicol Hydration, a pickle-powered hydration drink designed to do just that.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, it's not just, you know, when it's 100 degrees out. It's good in a lot of different fashions with, you know, the recovery ability. And the one thing I like about it is it's got 10 times the electrolytes of the Gatorade stuff that a lot of people think is so great.
Yeah, which helps you fight off dehydration with and cramping, muscle fatigue, and you can stay in the ball game with zero sugar, no artificials, just pure power in a bottle. And yes, it helps with hangovers too. If you're out late, it's time to hydrate, and Epicol goes great with a Bloody Mary, Picklebacks, a hydration boost before bedtime. Whether you're pushing through a workout or going all four quarters, Epicol Hydration is the edge that you need.
Gatorade isn't one of our sponsors, is it?
No, 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 it is not.
I'm just wondering. They sugar used to be.
It's all up for grabs. Grab yours at Walmart.com, Binnie's, Tony's Finer Foods, Caputo Burkett's, Fruitful Yield, and Pete's Fresh Market. Epicol Hydration, elite hydration for elite athletes. And remember, champions never stop hydrating.
Yeah, just get back to work. You know, I know it's part of the job. It's part of it, but you got to stand strong. You got to be the same leader that you've always been, and make the necessary adjustments that you need to make. Be strong and courageous throughout it all. Look at each other in the eye, tell each other the truth, and that's how I know to do it.
That's Matt Eberflus on hearing the Fire Flus chant that went around Soldier Field today. Capital B sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Interesting reaction to that.
You know, and again, everybody has a certain level of self-awareness. What's wrong with him? I mean, I've told folks, I played golf with him a time or two, and I like him. But this is about winning football games, folks. And, you know, if I want somebody nice, I'll get my brother to coach, right? He's not the guy you want coaching a football team, and I don't think Eberflus is either. And let me just tell you this real quick, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes, why are you guys so passionate? Why are you so screaming and all that? My last 8 years, I was psychotic because I had to work so hard just to kind of build myself back into a position where I could compete, because I went through 15 knee operations and I was always behind the eight ball, and I always had to be at maximum focus to be able to compete. And for this team to, in a cavalier way, act like the Bear fans are going to love them forever because of the credibility and the treasure that we built up, talking about Obradovich winning a world champ, me and my group, you know, winning more games in 5 years than any team in history, and winning a Super Bowl, all those things. Every day was a fist fight. And I wouldn't tolerate teammates that didn't bring everything to every play, every game. And same way with McMichael, Dent, Singletary, all of us. We policed ourselves. And that's why I say, with this idiotic Hard Knocks and then them coming out with eight captains, when they haven't done anything to deserve being named a captain, tells me that everything is back-asswards. And sooner or later, OB, enough of this kind of nonsense is going to prove it. And that's why I've been here and with you saying this ain't the way you play NFL football.
This is not the path to be a world champion in any stretch of anybody's imagination. And that goes for ownership, management, and players, coaches, and players. This is not the way to get it done, folks.
All right, let's get out to the phones again. Patrick was at the game today, and Patrick, you're up with Hamp and OB. Go ahead.
Well, I'm telling you, first of all, Hamp, you hit it right on the head. This HBO stuff. They're watching the videos of the HBO Hard Knocks and believing all that garbage. But I'm telling you, as a fan, I spent $153 a ticket. I spent $2,000 a year on season tickets. Going back 10 years, that's $20,000. I'm about done. I'll go back even further. Well, I'm almost like $40,000 in the hole for them. I jump ready to jump off the roof. I could do a lot with that money. I'm not a rich man. And you go there and you see guys that don't care. They play like they're going to roll their helmet out. And it's like you said, I remember watching you guys in the 80s. It was a warfare. And I seen bad Bear teams, but they were always hard-playing teams. They were always in it to the end. And then somehow they win it every quarter. This team, I don't know what's going on. And I heard today, now you're going to get this. Did you know Ryan Poles said at the beginning of the season, this was the deepest offensive line he's ever seen on the Bears? What is he, high? Is he smoking dope? Because that's not happening. That offensive line is doing nothing out there. Them guys should be loading refrigerators. They're not offensive linemen. Would they have 9 pre-snap penalties? Is that insanity? Is it the last thing they say in the huddle, on two? Last thing they say, on two. No, they forget that. By the time they walk 2 feet, and they forgot what the snap count was. That's crazy. We got guys that don't wrap up and tackle. I mean, it's like, I don't know what's going on out there. And I'm getting sick of it. And like Hampton, I'm going to go watch the Packers and sit there surrounded by Packer fans and watch the Bears get their heads beat in. It's sickening.
Patrick.
It's getting old and tired. And I'm...
Sorry, Patrick, we lost you there. I mean, you hear the passion. I mean, it's there. And that's what we're talking about. I mean, people spending a lot of money to go out and watch a team that they don't feel like is actually out there to try to compete.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, somebody's got to smarten up over there. I'll tell you, the path that this team is on, the path that we're on, is a path of destruction. And I mean, we've got, what, 8 more games now? We've got 8 more games against some really tough opponents. Most of them are the people in our North Division. And I'm going to tell you what, It doesn't look good, folks. It does not look good.
So the storm begins on Sunday. Next week, we'll be on the air with you at 11 a.m. as the Bears get ready to play the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field. And again, we'll be with you at 11 a.m. for the pregame and right after the game for the postgame. Hopefully a better result than was gotten today here. 19-3, the Patriots defeat the Bears at Soldier Field.
The only thing I can think of is a game like this, of this magnitude, against this kind of opponent, somehow, some way, should find a way to get to focus this team and the players. If they're not being given the proper, you know, leadership with the coaching and the game plans and all that, let's hope somehow, some way, they can find a path that gives us a chance to win this weekend. Because if they lose this one, bad news, boys.
Dan, there is no hope. There is no leadership. Because if there was leadership, the annex that some of these individual players have been pulling would never have happened. Never.
All right, back with you again next week, again, 11 a.m. on Sunday. Thanks to Jack, Eli, and Sammy for their help today. We appreciate that very much. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans, from longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich, for all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.